Dr. Chan dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on patient Susan Thompson. This goes to Shannon Mathis, comma, PA. On 1/18/24, Mrs. Thompson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. In paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Trayvon King. This goes to Dr. Hallaby. On 1/18/24, Mr. King performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. In paragraph compression, mild reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, period. When compared to a study dated 2/8/23, there's been no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Fred Chapman. This goes to Dr. Pogodino on 1/18/24. Mr. Chapman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/15/22, there's been no significant change, period. Paragraph compression, mild chronic moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Walty, W-A-L-T-E-Y, Surrett, S-U-R-R-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Bokuk. On 1/18/24, Surrett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEV 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/13/23, there's been no significant change, period. In paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on John Curry, C-U-R-R-Y. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 1/18/24, Mr. Curry performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, with minimal impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, there was reversibility of airways obstruction, but no change in forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/22/23, there's been no significant change. Period. In paragraph compression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Period. Thank you.